Remain standing for a minute and think. Past weekend was something that the world calls Halloween. Traditionally, on the church calendar, it is a day called All Hallows Eve. So when the day arrived, this is what we call All Saints Sunday. And what we like to do is normal tradition in the church. We used to do it very more high church style, so to speak. But we always want to take a moment and remember the saints that went on before us. You have a family member or a friend or somebody that is not with us in the physical realm this morning, just call out their name, and we want to honor the saints, because as it says in the call to worship, we have hope, eternal life, because the saints that are no longer here are safely home in heaven. And just think about it and just call out their name. Thank you, Father, for taking care of all the saints that have now been safely home with you. And also, Lord, thank you for the saints that's gathered here this morning. Because if you come for us, what we call a theological term, the rapture, we won't experience physical death. But we don't know when you're coming back. But we do know that we're going to die a physical death unless you come for us first. So, Father, as you promised in your word, you have prepared a place for us in heaven. And it says in that little book of Jude that the saints will return with Jesus to set up his kingdom. So the saints that we just mentioned aloud, we know they'll come back when Jesus comes back to help set up his kingdom. And so we're grateful for that. And it is because of the gospel as we do the Apostles' Creed this morning.